Goldilocks and the Three Bears. Story by Robert Salvey. Retold by Margaret Lamond with Russell Thompson. There once was a girl with hair that shone like gold, and so she was called Goldilocks, because that was the best name for her. She lived in a cottage surrounded by fields of flowers, and beyond the fields was the forest, all around. Sometimes she would go into the fields to gather flowers, and sometimes she wandered so far she could no longer see her home. And one time, Goldilocks wandered so far, she ended up in the forest where she had never been before. So she just kept wandering further into the forest to see what she might see, and after a bit, what did she see but a house in a clearing? It had an upstairs and a downstairs, windows here and there, a front door, and a chimney with smoke coming out. But it didn't seem like a normal house at all. "I wonder who lives in such an odd house," Goldilocks said to herself. So she knocked on the front door to see. When there was no answer, she knocked again. All this knocking made the door swing open, and that was because it hadn't been properly closed by whoever it was that lived there. And because the door was already open, Goldilocks thought she would help it swing open some more. "Is anybody home?" she asked. But all she got in reply was a waft of freshly boiled porridge. "That's strange," said Goldilocks to herself. "If there is someone home, they should say hello. And if they've gone out, they should have shut the door." And so because of this, or because she was fond of porridge, she went inside.